everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. It's Casual Friday. And I'm here today with someone I have utmost respect for. And so, just a gifted, talented, and genuinely nice person. His name is Alan Barrows. You might have heard of him. He hangs around Shakespeare and Company. And he hangs around Shakespeare and Company. And that was a phone call from somebody. I don't know. Goodbye.
It wasn't me.
No. Shakespeare and Company, he's been there. He's done amazing things. You've heard me talk about him. Amazing things. He's heard me talking to him. He's heard me talking to him. But it's really, truly what he's done. He's made a garden. He's made the amphitheater. The caliber of modern and Shakespearean plays that they brought in is absolutely amazing. And I was just there. And you'll have to talk about this. And all I'm going to say is both my wife and I are still talking about it. Oh, man, what a great afternoon that was.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, that was, you talk about throwing a full pound of spaghetti at the wall with that, Bill. I mean, yeah, that you're talking about Shake It Up at Shakespeare Cabaret.
Oh, God, what an after, wonderful afternoon.
Where Shakespeare meets rock and roll. Yeah, we started talking about doing that some months ago, and I kept thinking, well, I know what I want to do. I just don't know how it'll turn out. And but the musicians were great. It was all the rock and roll songs that were inspired by Shakespeare. And then we had a lot of projections up on the wall so people could read the Shakespeare while the rock and roll was playing, full band on stage. And people are telling me we ought to bring it back because it was a very short run, you know.
Well, that was the problem. And let me know if you do, because I will definitely promote it and be in the scene. Not in the scene.
You just said it. You're in the scene.
I'll be in the theater. I'll tell you, it's a crazy world today. But it is a world I think needed that kind of relaxation.
Right. It was a real release, wasn't it? I mean, I thought here was my biggest fear. So, you know, already people are thinking rock and roll and Shakespeare, that's a bit of a stretch. And then I was like, and then the band, as I was assembling the band, it got louder and louder. And that's how bands play. They just play loud. And I was like, this is going to be too loud. It's going to be too loud. My sound designer, he was like, no, it's not too loud. It's, and I'm like, look, if I think it's loud, I think it's, so I thought people would be rushing to the exits, but actually I guess it didn't turn out to be too loud.
No, I have to tell you, in all honesty, I was disappointed when it ended.
Oh yeah. Well, because it was what they call a devised piece. I mean, we really built it from soup to nuts.
Yeah.
You never know how long it's going to be. And we were, you know, we were kind of assembling it on the first day as people were about to come in the door. We were putting it's a lot to say we were fine tuning it.
Yeah.
We were rough tuning it.
But the point, the music, the Shakespeare piece, and how you blended the Shakespeare pieces in with the music, and mm-hmm. I just have to say this, the musicians were top shelf, man.
Those guys, and they're all, you know, some of the best, they're gigging musicians around Berkshire County. All those guys are local. They all, you know, they've all had great musical careers, and they were just intrigued by this thing. So even the drummer, like Connor Meehan, when early in rehearsal, he was like, you know, you should throw more of that Shakespeare text in there. I'm like, really? You think? But then you Google stuff like, you know, Benny Fingers, Great Balls of Fire, it's kind of a signature piece for him, right?
He does
an amazing rendition of it. And I was thinking, well, what does Great Balls of Fire have to do with Shakespeare? So I Google, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis and Shakespeare. It turns out he played Iago in a production of Othello
Wow.
And that's why I put his picture up on this on the screen,
Oh.
because I don't know if people got it, you know, but I was like, well, it's Jerry Lee Lewis. He had a Shakespeare connection, so why not make the most of it? So.
To me, yeah. What that did is it humanized Shakespeare.
Right. That's
And
cool.
that to
That's a
me,
great way of saying
you
it.
know, not to promote anybody else, but I went to see Abe Lincoln in Illinois.
Yeah.
It's sold out, I guess, through the end.
Yeah, I'm seeing it tomorrow, fortunately.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's not what you learned in the history books. It's Abe Lincoln with all his fears and doubts and questioning of his own abilities. And then I'm just gonna tell you, you get a dose of Mary Todd. So tell me, Mrs. Lincoln, besides that, what else happened to the play? But the Shakespeare, you humanize it. That's what they do with Lincoln. You meet Lincoln, the human being, not the textbook character with the. And the way they do it's amazing. But
Well,
you got a big season, dude.
yeah, you know, this is we got a lot going on right now. I mean, I hope people can come down. We got 9 performances left of this show. About that's my stupid mug right there. No, of A Body of Water. Let me see if I
Yeah.
can see this. A Body of Water, which is playing out in the Roman Garden Theater. That is, it's what they call a comic thriller. And it's the same writer who did A Walk in the Woods for us a couple of years
Oh,
ago.
that
And
was phenomenal.
you know, people come to this show not knowing what to expect,
Yeah.
and they leave not really fully comprehending what they just saw.
Yeah, Walking the
Because
Woods
it's
was that way.
yeah, and this one leaves people guessing right to the end, and people are debating what just happened all the way to that. They love it, but they don't quite know what happens in the play because it's that
Yeah.
open-ended. And yeah, I hope folks can get to see it. It's runs through July 21st outdoors in the Roman Garden Theater, and it, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night. Actually, no, now it's in the afternoon. It has shifted to afternoon performances, but it's a beautiful place to sit and enjoy the outdoors. And we usually have some kind of wildlife that invades. There's this one bird that has decided they want to be in the play, and
Oh,
so they
cool.
don't ever shut up. But that's pretty good. And then coming up, we're going to open our big outdoor Shakespeare with A Comedy of Errors. This is a very goofy
Yeah.
and ridiculous play, full of vaudevillian comedy. People, we've got people falling over themselves. We have a lot of very physical, kind of circus-related actors who can do both the physical stuff and the text.
Wow.
And that runs from July 13th to August 18th. And then inside, we got a play called The Islanders, which we've who's by a playwright that we've produced before, Carrie Krim. She did Morning Out After Grace for us, and this is directed by Reggie Life. And this is about two people who kind of intersect late in life on this island. And it's funny, it's touching. I think people will find that a lot of it is very relatable to them. And that's a world premiere, and so we're really excited to get people's feedback on
Oh,
that.
cool.
And then Corinna May and I will be doing that runs July 25th to August 25th. And then Corinna May, who you saw in Abe Lincoln.
Oh, yes, I was just gonna say that. I
So
mean,
Corinna and yeah,
her
she's
and
amazing.
David, when you see it, and I don't want to give it away if you can get tickets to it, but be prepared is all I'm going to say, because I did hear, I'll say one of the critics say that, you know, it wasn't kind. And I thought, well, it was brilliant. What do I know?
Well, that's
Hey,
why they
you
call
know.
them critics, you know. So,
Yeah.
but Corinna May and I are going to do this. There we are. There's my mug.
Wow.
Flight of the Monarch. And this is written by Jim Frangione, who's the artistic director at the
Great
Barrington
guy.
Public Theater.
Yep.
Awesome. Old friend of mine. It's about the brother and a sister on Cape Cod. I play a fisherman, and Karina plays my sister. We used to be paired up quite a bit here at Shakespeare and Companies. We haven't worked together. We haven't worked with each other for 22 years.
Wow.
Well, in a formal way, I had to jump into one show that she was in as a as an understudy. But that's why you gotta stay flexible. Oh, and then our founding artistic director is going to do what we call
Just
an enhanced reading out on the Arthur Waldstein Amphitheater.
wow.
People go like, well, why do I want to sit around hearing people read a play? It's not like that. They're in costumes. They
Yep.
really know their text. The relationships are all there. It's just kind of a quicker wham bam, thank you, ma'am. We shoot in shorter rehearsal, they get it up, and it's a way of sitting back and just letting the story kind of flow over you.
I think
Plays in
readings have gotten a bad, again, by
yeah.
critics, have
Yeah.
gotten a bad, they're really acted readings.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, they're very familiar. It's not like, I'm just going to read this. No,
Yeah.
they've mastered it. I mean, I've
They
been to
lean into it, yeah.
several. I've been to several readings, and I thoroughly enjoy them.
Yeah, because you can let the re your imagination do the rest of the work for you. And oftentimes it's not a lot of extra work to do it because they're out there, they're telling the story. And then to wrap up the season, we're going to do this really interesting play and fun play that came out of our plays and
Oh, I
process
was
last
reading
year.
about that. It sounds
Yeah.
fascinating.
Yeah. Three Tall Persian Women. This is a world premiere also. This will run from August 30th to October 13th. So for those of your audience members who, spend their summers at full sprint in
Right.
service of the Berkshire economy, they can kick back a little bit and
Oh,
come see
cool.
this very funny play. And we've got a great cast lined up for that. We did it in our reading series last year, and someone called me on the carpet and said, you have to do this play next year, and I'm saying it in public, and if you don't do it, I'll shame you till the end of the earth. So I was like, well,
Oh,
that's
okay.
I
Other
think
than
it's pretty
that, sounds
good. So the
like a
alternative
deal to
kind
me.
of yeah, the
Well,
alternative doesn't appeal to me. So yeah.
it's the culture's back in the Berkshires.
Do you think, is that what you're feeling? Yeah.
I am. I've been, well, I was the shake it up Shakespeare. I mean, that got me going. But I also, I've been to other performances, and they're pretty much packed.
Yeah, that's
You
good
know,
news. Yeah, we're on pace now with certainly last year, which we felt we started to come back with. It's interesting, the theater industry really continued to take it on the chin
oh, yeah.
after COVID. There was something about people being hesitant about coming into indoor theaters, and that was combined with the seductive power of live streaming. So people would be like, let's go out and see a play. I don't
Yeah.
know, I'm into season two, episode four of
Yeah.
Chucky Goes to the Market, and I'm really interested in seeing what happens to Chucky in the market. So people
He's
get
in the
hooked
meat.
in.
He's in the meat aisle now, and I don't want to miss it.
Exactly.
You know?
And it kind of took hold of people's,
Oh.
the brain pan. So it actually, it takes a little bit of effort to get in your car, but I think it's worthwhile to get out, take in some music. There are a lot more, there are a lot more small companies now in and
Oh, yeah.
around the area too, you notice. So the market is pretty full. You have so many options. I don't know how anyone can take in you'd have to go out every night of the week to take in
Exactly.
everything that's on offer, basically.
And the other piece too is, and I boy, I you know, like I said, I'm not a critic. I don't need heavy duty worldly stuff because
Yeah.
the world is heavy duty and worldly enough. I mean, if you watch television, my wife won't let me go to the third floor anymore. She's afraid I'm going to jump. But no, but it's really, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you can go and enjoy a play, a live performance. That performance will never ever happen again, ever.
Yeah, right. You know that you really nailed it there, Bill, because people forget that, because oftentimes they feel like they're watching TV, you
right.
know, and sometimes they just start talking out loud to
the phone rings. I can't talk now. I'm at Shakespeare and Company. What do you want? I'll call you back at the break. Dude.
Yeah, so true.
I got to tell you this.
Yeah.
You of all people will love Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Right?
You know.
Yeah.
Well, there's a scene where the hunchback goes to the door and he grabs and he bangs the door. And being Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
And now there's a set of knockers.
Right.
The lady behind me, oh, how disgusting. Lighten up. This is Mel Brooks' lady.
Right.
What this do you isn't expect? Shakespeare. You know, Didn't you want to see Shakespeare go down the road.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You get a lot of that in Shakespeare, too.
Oh,
I mean,
oh, I know.
We have, you know, in our production of Comedy of Errors, I think there's not one but two whoopee cushions. So, you know, if being slightly offended by body humor is not your thing, then there's always Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, in my to see that, you know, we went to see Lacage. That was an amazing, athletic performance, musical. Yeah. It was all that they said it would be, and I think everybody's on track. I don't know y'all collaborated or what, but people don't want anything heavy.
Right. I mean, there's so much theatrics in the world right now. And, you know, everything seems to be upside down on its ear. And, you know, we used to kind of have to prod people to think about, you know, how these plays resonated with what's going on. And now we've give ourselves license to say, you know what? It's okay to forget about things for a couple hours. You've rented this seat. We're going to tell you a story. We're going to take you down a road you may not have been down before. But, you know, you can think about all that's going on when you come out of here. Then we do both, you know, because then people say, hey, wait a second. Yeah, so.
I also think what I just said is so important to get across. If you, because I like sometimes to go to the, what do they call them, previews.
Yeah.
And then I like to go to the last couple nights. Well, one of the last couple nights. Because the play grows.
Yeah.
If you see the previews, that's what they are. They're previews.
Right.
You know, and by the first week or the 10th performance or whatever, it could be an entirely different play.
Yeah.
It's the same play, but it's acted differently.
Yeah. That's what directors call improvements.
Yeah. Yeah. But everybody's comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I that's why I so love, and I have to give credit. I always do, because if I didn't, I would feel guilty. I have to give credit to Kathy Yan. She was an advanced placement teacher at English PHS. I didn't have her because, well, we're kind of the same
age. It was advanced.
Yeah. My advanced placement was year in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Kathy said to me something. She had bent down on one of your things, and she said, this is years ago. Yeah, I said, oh, Shakespeare. I wouldn't go to Shakespeare with a gun to my head. Blah, blah, blah. She said, your problem, and it's our problem. It's an educational problem. Shakespeare was never meant to be read.
Right.
Meant to be acted.
Right.
Right? Well, when you're in high school, you could be Juliet and you're a guy. You know, it's just how they have it set up.
Right.
So, I said that, and I started listening to it. And then another friend of mine, I've shared this with you before, was vision impaired. He told me, when I go to a play, he can't see, so he listens. So he said to me, you know what? You're going to Shakespeare tonight? I said, yeah. He said, just close your eyes for a few minutes and listen. What a difference that makes.
I mean, it really is. It's just a different form of music, really.
Right.
Know? I mean, you know, when it comes right down to it, yeah, there's meaning in the words, but there's also, you know, there's the rhythm, there's the cadence, there's how it's delivered, there's how you hear it, how you understand it. You know, as my brother always says, I never understand any of the first acts of your plays, and I always understand all of the second act.
Well, you know,
that's my brother, though.
Yeah, well, how long have you been doing Shakespeare?
Gosh, you know, I started come to the Berkshires when I was 26. Wow. I'm 62 now, so yeah, so it's been a while. I still haven't figured any of it out. You know, that's the thing. Yeah. That's what keeps me at it. I still have no idea what I'm doing. And, as just about anyone around here will tell you. So
you should be around here. But you also do other stuff. I mean, you do modern acting and all that. What do you find the most challenging?
Now?
Yeah.
Running out of time on memorization. I thought I'm starting rehearsal. We got 2 weeks rehearsal for this Flight of the Monarch. And I had it in my mind that I had that we're starting a week from Tuesday. We're actually starting on Tuesday. So it's 80 pages of text with a lot of monologues and stuff. And as my wife says, it's just in the doing of it. I said, yeah, but you have discipline and you have stick-to-itiveness. And I get distracted. I'm like a Jack Russell Terrier. It doesn't, you know. I'm running after squirrels faster than my dog is, you know. So so I always think whenever I'm learning a play, like, I'm not going to make it. Doesn't matter. I waited too long to start learning this play, and it's not going to go in there. And that's what a lot of us are up against as our minds become more and more brittle and dusty and, you know, chalk-like we just don't have the same muscle memory that we used to have, because so much is provided for us, too. I mean, you think... You know, if you wait 5 seconds to try to remember something in a conversation, everyone is automatically going for Google. You know, it's like, oh, don't try to remember that. Yeah. I got you. You know, like what year was Abe Lincoln president? I got you. You know what I mean? So.
And as you get older, and I'm certainly a victim of this. I said to my wife the other day with all the 4th of July festivities and the honor that I was given, and she was with me. I got up one day. I said, "What is today?" What do you mean? What is today? What is it? Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
And I'm almost ready to get one of the whiteboards they have in the nursing homes where today is Tuesday. Your nurses, you know.
Well, that's where the beauty of this play, Flight of the Monarch, not Flight of the Monarch, A Body of Water is that we're doing right now. It's about this couple. They're not necessarily an elderly couple, but they wake up one morning at their lake house, or what we think is their lake house, and they can't remember who they are, where they are, how they got there, and they don't recognize each other. And so that's where the mystery starts. I'm not giving anything away by telling you what it is. And at first I thought, oh, this is just going to terrify our audience. You know, everyone's going to think we're doing a play about memory loss, but it's not. It's just about reality. And, you know, I often find when I'm waking up in the morning, right before I open my eyes, I have to remind myself what day it is. I just want to get off to a good start. You know, I'm like, I'm pretty sure today's Monday, but I know that when I go into the kitchen, my wife will tell me what day it is.
You, to me, and that's one of the gifts. I mean, everybody, you know, and that's why I like Dr. Jake McCandless and Joe Curtis and Dr. Everwine. When things got tough, They didn't throw out drama. They didn't throw out the band. They didn't throw out.
Right.
You know, they hung tough. I mean, those are easy cuts. Well, we got to keep football. Well, we got to keep drama because that keeps kiddos in school.
Yeah.
But it also, it's the level of discipline. It's the level of camaraderie and companionship you know, what you do down there, what you've done at Taconic for years. And I can't tell you the number of kiddos that have gone on. No, did they go to Broadway? No, but some did.
Yeah.
And some have acted through college and do, you know, skits at home. And but I just think, and I want the audience to know that Shakespeare and Company, they go into the schools and then they have a festival. When is that now? October? I forget.
That's the weekend before the Fall Festival is the weekend before Thanksgiving. So right. We have all of our education artists go into schools around Berkshire County, and then so it's 10 schools, and then the weekend before Thanksgiving, they all come to the property here and they do them back to back to back. And the kids
love
are,
it.
Oh, they love it. The kids are so supportive of each other. You know, we actually honored our director of education this year at our fundraiser, along with the education department. And for the kids who are in these programs, they just feel like they're getting a toehold on something. All of a sudden, they may be in, you know, in a class. No one's ever asked them to stand up in front of a class before. Next thing you know, they're doing stage combat and, you know, and having the confidence to speak a text that's really dense. And it really gives them a head start on stuff. So, yeah, it's a great program.
I've told this story before about a young lady at Taconic. She was really, I was kind of a wallflower.
Mm, right.
She said, but her colleagues, her friends, dragged her into Shakespeare. Huh. And she said, my life has changed. And she said, if it wasn't for me going into Shakespeare, and she said, I would have never been able to do this radio program.
Oh, really?
So, again, I think... Huh.
Even beyond it, you mean? You mean even... Yeah, wow.
Well, she couldn't know. She
wow.
Yeah, it just gave her the self-confidence that she could do it. Education is more than reading, writing, and arithmetic, in my opinion.
Right.
These other sub-skills, they call them, or whatever they call them.
Soft skills?
Soft.
Yeah.
They're as important. I've been all over the world. Mm. And to be able to relate to people who don't look like you, probably don't speak your language.
Mm.
But you soon find out, do we all want the same things?
Right. There's not that much that divides us at the end of the day. No.
As much as some people would like to promote that, to really listen, you know. We're going to take a little bit of a break. I'm here today, and I am so happy to have with me Alan Barrows. He is the artistic director at Shakespeare and Company. And I'll tell you the other thing we did. We so enjoyed the grounds.
Yeah, good.
While we were there, we just strolled and relaxed. And I will also tell you for this, people with disabilities, don't worry. They got that covered.
Oh, yeah. That's important to us to do that. Yeah.
And they want you there. Believe me, they want us, because I have a disability. And the other thing is, everybody, I have to say this, Alan, because as you well know, your entire staff there, they were so accommodating and so wonderful. And I mean, even your ushers, they, you know, kind, concerned and caring people. So pass that on.
I will, 100%. Yeah.
The little kiddo, not little kiddo, the young lady working at the, where I bought my hat.
Yeah.
Working there, and Roseanne bought a bunch of stuff for the baby. I will tell you, they're just a group of wonderful people. And a parking, that's the other thing I don't want to forget.
Oh, yeah.
Parking is a dream.
It kind of is, isn't it?
It is. The spaces are a wee bit wider than normal.
Yeah, we painted them wider. Yeah, we painted.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just makes it easier. There's no excuse not to go. Really. There's no, as you hear, you don't have to go to Shakespearean play, but you can to learn something. You should at least to one in your lifetime. I when I, on another station many years ago, like, it was a call-in show. Boy, was I stupid to do that. But anyhow, the guy called in. He says, "Bell," I said, "Yeah, you know that Shakespeare? You push that Shakespeare thing?" Yeah. He said, "Well, my wife made me go." I said, "How'd you do?" He said, "I grummed all the way down. I was grumpy and He said, "You know what? I haven't missed one since."
Is that right?
He said, and I think it's the trapping of it. Shakespeare. Mm. Oh, what do I know about? Or yeah. is one of the people you relate it back to your high school experience?
Mm. Yeah, that can be pretty traumatic for a lot of people.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. I am here with Alan Barros. He's such a good guy. Shakespeare and Company down in Lenox. Go early, stay late, whatever, especially if it's an afternoon or matinee, because you can, it's just the grounds, you just decompress.
We also have, you know, we serve food. We have a full bar. We got, yeah. You really can do some serious day camping here. You can,
and a lot of people do.
Yeah, we line our shows up in such a way that you can see one, take a little break, see another. So, yeah, works out well in that.
There were people when we were there on blankets on the lawn having a little picnic.
Yeah, the husband's always sleeping, I notice.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to go there, but we'll be right back. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. Please stay tuned. There's a lot more to find out about what's going on this summer. It's Shakespeare and Company. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sundrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at BerkshireMobileFarmersMarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm here with Alan Burrows. He is the artistic director and actor, and he also trims the lawns.
Yes, I do.
Shakespeare and Company. I have to tell you, this is unfair, but I have to tell you because I think they're trying to bring it back. It's called Shake Up Shakespeare.
Yeah, shake it up, shake it up,
shake it up. And I have to tell you, the Polish Princess and I went. We walked out of there last Sunday on cloud nine, laughing and singing the songs. And we talked about it just the other, actually last night. And I said, it was too bad. It was such a short run, but if you can put that back together, let me know. And boy,
I got some affirmation around doing it. I did it for such a short run. I didn't know how people would take to it. I thought, oh gosh, if everyone hates it, at least I'm only doing five performances of it, you know?
But I think most of the people loved it.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they were jumping right up. I mean, that's a credit to the band and the actors. They just energized that place, you know?
Yeah, and the one lady with the dark hair.
Yeah, Jennifer Apple, right.
What's her name?
Jennifer Apple. And I don't know how anyone can produce sound like that. She would crunch down on those notes, yeah. Those are not easy songs to sing either.
No. And everybody was into it because I looked around. Yeah, the guy next to me, he was like, But no, I applaud you for doing it, having the courage to do it, but also just letting people go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, congratulations. It was a big success.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate that. Yeah, that was one of the ones where we it was a bit of a Hail Mary pass. And I thought, well, either they're going to get in the end zone with this or not. And I was really glad they did. So
nothing ventured.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about what are you doing for Shaky Spears?
Well, the Comedy of Errors is outside. We've adjusted the time a little bit. It's a little later, so you know, a little 7 o'clock start time, so it's a little cooler in the evening. And it starts, you know, it's vaudeville, it takes place in 1910. It's about two sets of lost twins. For some reason, you know, the twins are each have the same name, so they go to Ephesus and get confused for each other, and because they have the same name, it just makes matters even more absurd. And the things that he came up with, that Shakespeare came up with, and you know, he borrowed a lot of the ideas. It was an idea that was borrowed from another story, but he doubled down. It was about one set of twins. And he's like, you know what? Let's make it really fun. Let's have two sets of identical twins that get confused with each other. And then we're kind of off to the races. So it's very goofy, very fun. And, you know, a great show to bring the whole family to. And a lot of acrobatics, all the actors who were hired, you know, when we were auditioning, they're like, hey, can you tumble? Can you walk on your hands? Can you? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
tell me now, where's that going to be?
That's on the big outdoor amphitheater. Okay. What we call now the Arthur S. Waldstein Amphitheater. And it used to be called the New Spruce. And then someone was kind enough to give us a little money to underwrite it and have his brother-in-law's name attached to it, so we were happy to do that. And then the other Shakespeare is another longtime favorite. Now that we're beyond the Shake It Up Shakespeare, the other third Shakespeare is The Winter's Tale, and that, you know, that's a story. It's a favorite story about, you know, it's interesting because it goes down this path of jealousy where this guy thinks that his wife is fooling around with his best friend. And he makes, I think he makes it all up in his head. I don't think, I think his
Yeah.
wife, and then so that goes down that path, and it goes down that, kind
Yeah.
of the twists and turns in the labyrinth of that guy's mind and what he starts thinking. And then it shifts to a totally different area. It sh shifts to this place called Bohemia, and you find yourself out in an outdoor setting, conveniently enough. It's totally fitting to the play and our outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah.
And then that's just a romp. And so it's a great story. People love this story and have throughout the ages. So we're happy to bring it back in
Oh,
this
good.
form. And our founding artistic director will direct it. So she's going to put her own spin on it. She's directed it many times through the years. And some of the company favorites will be up there, so people will recognize them. And mainly, it's about the relationships and the incredible text that is in this play, the language that kind of floats out across the
Yeah.
air. And there's a lot of music in it, a lot of comedy. So, yeah, we like to do pretty much all our plays are what I call kitchen sinkers, meaning there's
Yeah.
everything in them, and and so I I'm even though it's a slightly compact season, because we last summer was a good summer. 2022 was a bit of a gut punch because
Oh,
people
yeah.
weren't ready to come back. 2021, we just barely started coming back. 2020, we were closed. I opened a drive-in movie theater that summer.
Which was brilliant.
Did we talk
No, it really was. It really was.
that summer? Did
Oh
we?
yeah. No, on the side of the building there. I mean, it was just. I mean, the building was there. Just hang something on it, and people
Just
came in.
grab a screw gun and screw. That
People
actually,
needed something.
drive-in movie screens don't cost that much money. That was what was the biggest surprise to
Oh yeah.
me. I was like, wait a second, we can get a whole screen for $800. You got to be kidding me. Maybe we should do a double feature. But so we feel that we're clawing our way back. It's important for us to stay positive and be conservative and proactive about what it is we're doing, because the theater industry, crikey, I mean, you not a week goes by that I don't hear of a company that I've known for years. They're like, yep, they're buttoning it up. That's it. Closing doors, pulling up the drawbridge. And I'm like, oh, because once you close, it's hard to come back. Williamstown
Oh.
is, they're coming back slowly, in a different form. And I got to hand it to them for their stick-to-itiveness. But once you shut your doors, that's why we sometimes have to contract, contract, contract to a point where we get, some our feet under us, and then let it expand again, because you want to keep going. You want to keep the lights on. And it's interesting because up here in Berkshire County, even though there's so much going on, we want everyone to succeed up here,
Right.
Even though we all, the culturals, I was on the stage last night with a panel that included Pam, who runs Jacob's Pillow,
Yeah.
Kate, who runs Berkshire Theater Festival,
Yeah.
the gentleman who runs the BU Tanglewood Institute, and Christy, who runs Mass MoCA,
Okay.
and Pedro Reese, who's bringing this circus to town. It's going to be at the Lenox Memorial High School. He was going to do it on our property, but I met him down in Florida, and we may do it here next year. But you had all these culturals, and everyone was still talking about rebounding from the pandemic, And I was like, gosh, I hadn't given much thought to the pandemic. I mean, people kind of get it, and now it's the a flu, and it's a wicked flu. My wife got it a couple weeks ago. She was really laid out,
Oh, yeah.
and so it's no joke. People are still
No.
getting it, but we're thinking about it in a different way. And people, all to the person, were saying, yeah, we're not all the way back. We got to encourage people to come see shows, come see music, go to the circus, go see dance, there are always discounts available. We offer a 40% discount to Berkshire residents for all of our programming. There are no blackout dates. And we just want to encourage that sense of community, because it makes us happy when there are a lot of people sitting out there. We don't really care how they got there. We just like to have, you know, that we want to have that party atmosphere.
And because this radio station is Pittsfield Community Radio and the TV is Pittsfield Community Television, I feel it's incumbent upon me to promote this. I remember the cultural desert that COVID brought.
Right.
I remember No Tango with No Jacobs, No Shakespeare. And I think a lot of people do remember it. And I say this from my heart. Go. Get out. Yeah. Go. 40% off tickets. There's the preview nights. There's all kinds of ways that you can slim it down. And I understand, believe me, I'm not a politician. I understand how rough the going can be for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And, because I also think you need it to rejuvenate.
Yeah.
Recharge.
Right.
Can't always be the damn television. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Damn. No, it's true.
I meant television. I don't care. I shouldn't have said that. But the television, because it's slanted and you go to a play, if your kiddos know, I'm not going to say where, but toddlers are not a place to bring a kid to an indoor play.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially when they're cranky.
Yeah.
But that, you know what? The bishop, I got to love this guy, Billy Byrne, the Bishop of Springfield. You know, he says, when I hear kids crying, I don't get mad. He says, you know what I call them? My angel choir. but and I don't mean to be a grumpy old man, although I've been called that by a politician. But grumpy old man. but really and truly, be part of this cultural. We live in a cultural area, cultural community. And get out, try it. You're going to be dead a long time.
Right.
So, you know, and I told people this the other day, I drove through the cemetery. All those people behaved. They're still there. So have a good time while you're here.
Right. Yeah. You're here for a good time, not a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and again, there's Shakespearean plays. I highly suggest that before the lid goes down on your box, that you, if you haven't, you go to a real Shakespearean play.
Yeah.
By these actors. It does, you got to admit, it does make a difference.
Yeah. We really want to make it as accessible as possible. I like a good laugh. I like a good silly joke. I like a moment of, you know, I like the poetry, but we try to keep it far away from being uptight and pretentious, you know, it, you know, and we try to keep it relatively short, you know, it's like we, you know, it's because people don't necessarily, they can't be in it for the long haul anymore. So that's why a lot of our plays come in about two and a, you know, just some of them, heck, some of our non-Shakespeare's come in at 90 minutes without an intermission. You're in, you're out. And,
and I think that's the future. Malcolm Knowles, who was purportedly the father of adult education, I'm paraphrasing what he said for the Bill Sturgeon. And that basically is the mind can only absorb what the behind can endure.
Right. That's so true.
You know, and I look around a lot of, like, even your place, you look around, a lot of these people, they got to stretch about every 90 minutes or they'll be there tomorrow night because they couldn't get out of the chair.
Oh, yeah. Well, the human bladder can only stand an hour and 35 minutes anyway. So, you know, sometimes I'll get into a tussle with the director who says, yeah, we want to do this without an intermission. And I'll say, well, how long is it? They'll say it's an hour, 50 minutes. I said, that's 15 minutes too long.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, if it's an hour and 50, you've got to have an intermission, you know, and you talk about the toddlers. That's the thing about our outdoor shows is sometimes people can sit in the back. And then if someone gets restless that they're with, you know, they can just walk them out into the wide open spaces until they calm down. And then they come back and enjoy the rest of the play. So,
and isn't that wonderful?
Mm.
You know, that really truly is family friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I mean, there's so many. I said to somebody the other day, you'll appreciate this. They said, well, you know, Pittsfield's an aging city. I said, well, good. When are you going to start thinking about that?
Hmm.
Putting some more ramps in and putting some more railings in and putting some more handicap parking in.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Don't talk the game, do the game. You guys, right. You really do. Roseanne and I were so amazed at the ease, because I don't walk well anymore.
Right.
The ease of moving around and everything just worked perfectly. And
that's nice to hear.
That because you're on, because
yeah,
we said that even to the young people down there, the ticket people, they're
a friendly bunch, aren't they?
Yeah, and yeah. Some of the patrons, well, they're a little snicky.
Well, yeah, and what I noticed too is these days coming out of things, you know, with COVID and everything, people are just can be a little bit crankier because they feel like they've lost a few years and they have to make up for it.
Yeah.
So people are just a little more on edge. It's not, you know, people talk about the new normal. I don't know if it's a new normal, maybe a new normal, but yeah, I've noticed that people are just a little quicker on the trigger. And you know, just a little less patient. And so that's why it's great to have a front of house staff who understands people on that level too. You know?
There was, I'm not going to say that. I just think the lady was totally out of line.
Yeah.
And the young lady that was behind the counter, and I thought, boy, if I own this joint, I'd be giving you a raise. But you know, before we close, great luck with the season.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it.
And just quickly, what are you going to be in? I know you're in a play, so.
Oh yeah, I am.
Don't be bashful.
Okay, not being bashful. I'm in this play here, Flight of the Monarch by Jim Frangione. It's a play.
What was that picture?
That of me?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? It's not that old. It's only 4 years old.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know who that photographer is, but I get his name. I need a couple of those. I look like Grandpa Grunt.
Yeah. So I pull out my Cape Cod accent, and I play a fisherman down off of Cape Cod who's been kind of down on his luck. And his sister is, you know, she ends up in an institution because she has had an altercation with a policeman in a parking lot, and I'm there to bail her out. And my character is not the most understanding person in the world. And out of that comes a lot of good comedy. It sparks fly. Oh. As a matter of fact, more than sparks fly. We haven't worked it out yet. I'm not giving too much away. Corinne and I have both done a fair amount of stage fighting, and there's a wicked stage fight in it.
Oh,
so
good.
We haven't worked it out yet.
Let me ask you this. You think you would ever do a walk in the woods again?
I think it's a timely play. Yeah, we might. We might well. I mean, Johnny and I have talked about it, and maybe bringing it back for a short run.
Yeah.
I'd have to relearn all those lines again. But we didn't do it this year, but, you know, we didn't put the clothing away either. The costume shop has kept all the costumes in place, so...
Yeah, you know when your career is over when the costume shop throws your stuff away.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
your size sheet.
All I will say is, if you bring it back and I'm still on radio and TV, let me know because I'll promote the pants off it.
Oh, great.
I think about it, and what I say to the public is this, not to tease, but to be real honest, folks, while it's set a little while ago, it is today.
Yeah.
It really is. And if you're a political science buff, a history buff, a national foreign relations buff, You got to see this. Still think about it. It was just the other day. I said to somebody, you got to see this Walk in the Woods. And they go, I said, well, you can't. It was, you know, but they're going to bring it back. I can't thank you enough for your time. This is a busy season. But as I said, this station and my program, we are Pittsfield Community Radio. We are Pittsfield Community. We are promoting community. Thanks, and you're part of the community. Great.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. It's awesome what you do up there.
Well, yeah. They're very good, the guys behind me, because I've got two buttons they told me I can press, and that don't touch anything else. My best to you and the family and all, and please put the word out to all your the usher. A quick war start. A fellow came in with a younger kid, but he had some real disability.
Yeah.
This, can't think of her name, but she was that when I was there, she was in the back. She, I can't say how wonderful she was. Can't say. She couldn't have been more professional.
Wow. That's great.
Or yeah. Yeah. That's with everybody. So, good luck. Break a leg. And don't take this as a threat, but I'll see you.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
Bye. Thanks so much. I got a couple of announcements, folks. Don't run away. I can't miss it, because if I do, I'll get thrown out of the house. St. Joseph's Polish Picnics. You know who's upstairs? The Polish Princess. Live polka music, Kittyland. Polish American food. You can't ask for more than that. And it's free. Bring your lawn chairs. On the third Wednesday of the month, there's what's known as the Memory Cafe. It's most of the time it's held at the Fryo Senior Center. And this is a real issue in our community and in the country, is casual social group, caregivers and people with mild cognitive impairment. If you have that, give it a try. People who have been to it told me it's like a catharsis. You're not the only one going through this, either as a caregiver or as the person. And lastly, I am committing myself, my show, to promoting the W.E.B. Du Bois Center. For a lot of reasons, I worked with a relative, Michael Du Bois, who was a relative of W.E.B. Years ago. But also, if you read about W.E.B. Du Bois, trust me when I tell you, you'll be amazed what he did with his life and when he did it. Those are amazing things. Mm. So without further ado, I will say to all of you what I say to my good friend, God bless. And let's take care of each other, because in the big scheme of picture, each other, that's all we have. Alan, the very best, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Anything other than money, call me.
I will. Thanks so much. Take it easy.
Bye. You too. Bye, everybody. We'll talk soon.